My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about marketing lessons that we learned from our Miami event. So just for some context on this one, we just did our event. It was amazing. It was our first event after 2 years. I haven't actually seen Neil for 2 years about, so it's pretty crazy. And we did it at an amazing spot, had people speaking on NFTs, on community, on YouTube, on Instagram, on all the different things, right? So we want to talk about a couple of marketing lessons that we learned. And just as a heads up for everyone, we're going to release some of these talks on this podcast, just so you have a sense of what it looks like. And we'll talk about maybe what the future of this event looks like, as well as it ties in with the elements of around Web3, which we'll talk about in the next episode. But Neil, you want to go first?
Yeah, so learned a lot. You know, one thing that I learned is, did you know that the average millionaire has 12 sources of income? I didn't know that one until our event.
Yeah, I thought it was seven, but 12.
I thought it was 12 is what she said. No, or was it
seven? She said 12, but I thought it was seven. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So, and then, you know, there was an interesting talking about how to grow through M&A. And it was funny, like some of the businesses that Cody was buying are simple businesses like plumbing businesses. And some of these she's buying at 1.5 times profit. You combine that with leveraging SBA loans or even any type of loan from any type of bank, you know, you're making a killing. The real question is, how can you make it scale? How can you do a lot of those, assuming it fits within your core model? But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And so just so everyone knows, check out Cody Sanchez on Twitter. She's also got a newsletter called Contrarian Thinking. And I love the way she thinks about this because she's an ex-journalist. She's also an ex-banker as well. So she used to work at Goldman, I believe. And so she knows a thing or two. And she's also married to a Navy SEAL, right? A badass. She's just a badass in general. Check out her stuff. And, you know, one thing I learned kind of from Greg Eisenberg, he's also worth following on Twitter as well, using Reddit for product development, looking at the comments, looking at what people are saying. You can also use Amazon as well, but just getting a sense of what people are saying, getting a sense of what their problems are, getting a sense of what people are complaining about makes it way easier to kind of get going there. And Greg, also, we're talking about kind of, you know, setting up DAOs. These are decentralized autonomous organizations, or setting up a group coin, right, for our group. You can use a tool like tryroll.com. And there's a lot of different DAO tools. There's one out there called Aragon. This is some stuff we'll talk about later, but I don't want to get too much in the weeds here. But those are a couple things too. And then also coming back to Cody, and then I'll pass it back to Neil. You know, just a couple of notes I wrote down here. Always having control of the business that you're going to buy, right? So 51%, never giving up equity upfront, you know, doing kind of the 1 year cliff, right? Which is kind of common in the startup world. And so those are a couple more things. And then Neil, I'll pass it back to you for some more.
Yeah, Vanessa Lau, she ended up coming up with something that was really cool presenting on. She uses TubeBuddy, and two things that I don't do that she's seen amazing results from is TubeBuddy allows you to A/B test your video thumbnails. So that's great. My team needs to be doing more of that. And it tells you which ones you should be A/B testing that are getting way lower click-through rates than the others. The second thing that she broke down that we're not doing is we do use years within our YouTube videos, like 2021, 2022, 2020. And then every year we have to have our team go in and manually update them. And TubeBuddy, you can just do a find and replace. So that'll save my team quite a bit of time.
Cool. And the other thing I would say is there are some travel hacks that you can use. So we had Zach Benson speak on travel hacks. He's really good at Instagram. I won't go too much into the weeds here, but basically he's able to, if you're creative with Instagram, if you have any level of influence at all, you can basically reach out to these hotels and say, hey, in exchange for your best room, you know, in exchange for some spa treatments as well, we'll do some posts for you, right, to our network, right? So you might have a network of different Instagram pages or whatever, maybe some TikTok pages as well. But basically you're kind of exchanging your influence for kind of some goods, and then you're getting some posts out for them. Again, I'm not going to go too much in the weeds on that one because there's some stuff he doesn't want to share maybe publicly. And what else is there? I would just say this. I think we haven't done this event for 2 years. Just coming back to community again, it's really kind of the side conversations that we had where we learned a lot, right? So it's meeting other people that are doing amazing things. We had people coming from all over the place, people that are running, you know, 50, 100 million plus businesses, people that are publicly traded companies as well, right? So there's just a lot to learn from. I think if you're going to put together a community, we do this stuff to learn, but we also do it for retention sake as well, right? And so if you're going to do a community, it's really important to curate the quality of the group and be very selective about who you let in. Because if you let anybody in that's just doing a certain amount of revenue, the quality is going to be diluted and people aren't going to want to come back to it, right? Because ultimately people stay for the community. Neil, anything else?
Yeah, what we'll probably do, because there's just so many learnings from the Miami event, maybe within, call it 9 or 10 episodes from now, what we'll start doing is we'll take 5-minute tidbits from presenters giving lessons that'll benefit you from our Miami event, and we'll turn into podcast episodes so that way you guys can hear directly from them.
All right. So that is it for today. If you want to learn more about the event, marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE. You can apply. We're going to do our next one in about 4 months or so. And we're going to be probably converting this format into something in the Web3 world, but more on that later. And we'll talk to you. We'll catch you in the next episode.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.